Throughout his campaign, Donald Trump called for tougher immigration policies. The stakes are high for unauthorized immigrants in the Northwest, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Late on election night, University of Washington graduate Alejandra Perez got a call from a friend.
He told me, it looks like Trump's going to win. He said, we're going to get deported. That's literally what he said.
Perez came here at age 12. She currently benefits from a program called DACA. It gives temporary work permits to people like Perez who came to the U.S. as children without legal status. It also protects them from deportation. President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to end this program. Perez says it'll take her time to heal from this election. Right now, one thing that's helping is a flood of texts, phone calls, and Facebook messages.
From undocumented folks who were just saying, like, we're 11 million and we're going to continue to fight. And then there's, you know, those who are allies to us who kept sharing, like, we're here for you and, like, don't be hesitant to ask for support.
We met Perez's mom, Evelyn Guzman, at a kid's music class. She's a nanny. Guzman says election night, she hugged her daughter, wiped away the tears, and said, let's not take such a dark view. You've got a college education, she said. Even if you have to leave America, you'll be okay. For years, daughter Alejandra Perez has spoken out as an undocumented immigrant. That might get riskier, but she has no plans to stop.
No, I'm still pretty unafraid.
In North Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.